Cars and trucks rumble by on I-95 near Connecticut's shoreline. You can't see it, but they're spewing emissions into the air. On hot summer days especially, those emissions, along with the emissions from power plants and factories, essentially cook in the sun, and that turns them into ozone. And ozone is the chief component in smog. Southern Connecticut's ozone is some of the worst in the nation, and while it's much better than it was back in the 1980s, lately it's been getting worse. Why are we, little old Connecticut, having such a problem that many other, if not most other states, aren't having?
We're extremely challenged because we are downwind.
That's Ann Gobin, chief of the Bureau of Air Management at the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Gobin says Connecticut is getting the emissions from states to its west and south. And since Connecticut isn't causing the problem, it really can't fix it.
In Fairfield County, you could say 95% of the problem we are experiencing is due to transported air pollution. And it's location, location, location. We are in exactly the location where the air creates high levels of ozone.
Jeff Underhill is the Air Resources Chief Scientist in New Hampshire, and he's done some weather models.
The current problem right now is the weather patterns have shifted a little bit, and Connecticut is now basically taking the brunt of the direct impacts of pollution sources for the time being. A couple of years ago, it was in Maryland where they were taking the biggest hits.
So how bad is bad? In 1997, the Environmental Protection Agency set ozone maximums at 84 parts per billion. In 2008, EPA lowered it to 75, and the new proposal calls for getting it down to between 65 and 70. Southern Connecticut is in a region that includes Long Island, New York City, and part of northern New Jersey. That area had attained the 1997 standard, but not the 2008, according to Dave Conroy. He's the air program manager in the EPA's Boston office.
In 2012, EPA designated all of Connecticut non-attainment for the 75 ppb standard and established a attainment date for the end of 2015.
Since then, the region has slipped back above the 1997 standard, and the EPA told all three states to come up with a plan to fix that, too. And that's when things got a little tense. In Connecticut, the DEEP sent off a letter to the EPA telling it to start enforcing other rules on the books that would cut down on transported emission. And Gobin reiterated that.
We can't attain, even if we shut off all the emissions in Connecticut, if the transport piece of the puzzle isn't addressed. I think it's an issue for fairness for Connecticut, continuing to require Connecticut to apply more and more regulations and not require that across the board when other states are contributing to our problem and the root cause of our problem is totally unfair to the citizens of Connecticut.
EPA's Conroy calls the situation challenging, not adversarial.
It's not like we're picking on Connecticut, even though it does have the highest levels in the non-attainment area at this point in time.
Conroy says the EPA will work with the region to target emission reductions in things like power plants. Sierra Club staff attorney Joshua Berman has one in mind.
One of the first places I would look is at Bridgeport Harbor Station, which is one of the last remaining moderate-sized coal plants in the East that lacks any add-on emission controls.
Bridgeport is more of a backup power plant that only operates when electricity demand is high, like the hottest summer days when air quality is already bad. That makes it the worst time for a coal plant to run. But Gobin says, and there's plenty of data to back her up, most emissions that produce ozone here come from cars, trucks, and other mobile sources, not power plants.
I'm not saying we don't need to focus on the Connecticut power plants. We do. But that can't be our whole focus. We have to look at this much more holistically.
Even so, DEEP is revising some of its emissions regulations and worrying about next summer. With gasoline prices so low, that could mean more people taking road trips. And you got it, even more ozone. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.